is a very well-known opponent of the previous regime, the Gaddafi regime. He entered the country unannounced in 1984 with a number of other members of the National Front for the Salvation of Libya, an opponent organization. He carried out an attack on Bab al-Aziziya, Gaddafi's headquarters, in 1984. He managed to actually escape from Gaddafi's security chiefs and managed to get out of the country within a few months. He was very well known amongst the opposition groups in the 80s and 90s. He's a very, very solid opponent of the regime.
He was living in exile in Atlanta, in Georgia, in the United States. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
What skills does he bring to this role?
Well, he's very solid. He's a good person. He is very straight, and he is capable of organizing this department, I think. The departure from the Gaddafi system altogether, he's well qualified. He's got some university degrees and so on. I don't know exactly what degrees he has, but he does have university degrees, and he is very patriotic, very on the side of the people.
What's likely to be one of his first tasks or jobs in this role? We've seen recent fighting with supposed pro-Gaddafi fighters in some areas of Libya. Is that going to be one of his focuses?
Well, I think he has to organize the security department, which needs a lot of organization, a lot of cleaning up from the previous regime. He would have a big job just cleaning that and organizing it and setting it up on the right basis, as it were. Of course, there are so many security issues he will have to deal with, whether internal or otherwise, and he will take each task at the right moment, as it were.